Blog Talk Radio.
These fantasies since I was 17. Wanted to see your face in every dream. Feeling to feel your presence in everything. My love for you is as deep as the seven seas. There's something about your beauty that can turn refugees into devotees. Heaven's grace in your face I thought I would never see. When my mind was enslaved, you set it free. My heart was enraged, you fed it peace, and let it be. You are everything I'll ever need. I know that all things happen in divine timing. And as the kundalini in my spine rises, on the horizon of my heart I feel divine rising. Divine rising. Divine rising. Have you ever seen the sunrise in one's eyes? It is beauty that makes the moon jealous when the sun dies. And your mouth and mind get tongue-tied trying to express the feelings within your confines. And all of these things combine sometimes to make the things inside unwind. It is she that gives meaning to the sunrise. And the reason that the sun shines. Divine Mother, Divine Mother, Divine Mother. All glories be unto the Divine Mother. She is the creative force within the universe. She is the beauty in all things. I surrender myself unto your will and your way. All of my thoughts and all of my actions are completely aligned with God consciousness. I seek to learn and know more about myself. My creator, my dearest divine, I lay myself like petals at your lotus feet. I am purified by your presence as my sins are washed away. away by the ocean of your existence. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am the eternal flame that never dies. Mother Kundalini on her rise. I am open to awakening with my God state of mind. I seek to know more of Mother Divine. I sing praises unto thee, the nurturer of life, the intelligence in all things. I sing glories unto thee, forgiveness in all things. Remarkable of the beauty that you bring, Divine Mother, oh how I wish to know thee.
Grow. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But the beauty I see in you is worth more than diamonds and gold. I never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. With ceaseless joy I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. But life gave me warts, I took my time to shower your soul. I hope flowers would grow. Whatever I can do in your life to play a positive role. I stay by your side through the highs and moderate lows. Life is such a beautiful mess and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you water the seeds of pain with love, flowers will grow. Whatever you choose to do in life, play a positive role. Always chase the sun and sunflower your soul. I've never seen God face to face, but this has gotta be close. The beauty I see in us is worth more than diamonds and gold. With ceaseless joy I plant seeds of love inside of your soul. When life gave me water, I took the time to shower your soul. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. I knew flowers would grow. When life gives you water,
Help her grow.
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 Life gives you water. Help her grow.
Help her grow.
Help her grow.
Help her grow.
Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Affirm yourself. I feel love within me. I feel love all around me. Every day, I am becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to myself. I appreciate my love. I value my life. I accept myself for who I am. I am divine love and radiant light. I vibrate pure love. I vibrate radiant light. My thoughts and desires are in harmony with universal love. I love myself unconditionally. There is nothing that I lack. I am beautiful inside and out. I am attractive. I am abundant. I am rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. I am self-nurturing. I am self-caring. I am self-loving. The better I take care of myself, the more help I can offer to others. My love includes all. My love embraces all. I open my heart and release grief. I open my heart and release resentment. I open my heart and release judgment. I open my heart and release jealousy. I believe in forgiveness. I practice forgiveness. I forgive myself. I forgive all. I refuse to live my life with a heavy heart. I have love for all. I forgive all. I enjoy time alone. I enjoy time with others. I live a life of balance and freedom. My life is in harmony with all life. I am free from fear. I am free in love. Love is my language. Love is my breath. Love is my life. I love myself. I love my breath. I love my life. I am love eternal. I am love divine. I am love here. I am love now. I am love. Inhale. Embrace the love that vibrates in your heart. Exhale. Radiate the love that flows out of your soul. Inhale. Vibrate love. Exhale. Radiate love. Love is within you. Love is around you. Every day, dedicate yourself to becoming more loving and compassionate. Being kind to others also means being kind to yourself. Appreciate life. Value life. Accept yourself for who you are. You are divine love and radiant light. Vibrate pure love. Vibrate radiant light. Align your thoughts and desires with the harmony of universal love. Love yourself unconditionally. There is nothing that you lack. You are beautiful inside and out. You are attractive. You are abundant. You are rich in love. There is no need to be perfect. Perfection is only an idea, not a reality. Nurture yourself. Care for yourself. Love yourself. The more you take care of yourself, the more help you can offer others. Include all in your love. Embrace all in your love. Open your heart and release grief. Open your heart and release resentment. Open your heart and release judgment. Open your heart and release jealousy. Believe in forgiveness. Practice forgiveness. Refuse to live your life with a heavy heart. Forgive yourself. Forgive all. Enjoy time alone. Enjoy time with others. Live a life of balance and freedom. Free yourself from fear. Free your soul in love. Let love be your language. Love is your breath. Love is your life. Love your breath. Love your life. You are love eternal. You are love divine. You are love here. You are loved now. You are love. Be love here. Be love now. You are love.
I'm here 9 years, and then all of a sudden in 2000, I start talking about sex, and they said, Bobby, they lost his damn mind. More something everybody has done. You see what I'm saying? At one time or another. And something that your parents have done, because why would you even be here? You see what I'm saying? But all of a sudden, people could say that is because we now are more like the 19th century Victorian Brit, British, and the 19th century Victorian British is like the ancient African word now. Well, is but like the ancient African was now. You see? So we're talking about we are more on an Amish Puritan state. You see, this religion has basically shut us down until we're talking about a divine rebellion that has to take place even in your mind. So you don't have to become freaky. That's not the point. You know what I'm saying? Society probably won't allow that. But they don't have to doggone control your mind. So you become freaky in the mind. Because we're talking about a metaphysical act. We're talking about overhauling different concepts that shut you down spiritually. You see what I'm saying? Now, the ones that can somehow, like they say, reality is only what you can get away with. And that's basically the way it is. Your boy, what's his name? Got a book out on that. Did the Cosmic Trigger. Robert Anton Wilson. There's a book called Reality is Only What You Can Get Away With. And basically, that's what it is. So basically, I'm going ahead of myself, but in so many words, we have to change the concept of our mind and basically expand our mind to try to understand some things. Now, we're going to deal also with the dream world today and the blue pill. Anybody checked out the blue pill yet? All right. Now, see, I already know because I done found out something. Can't go to the depths of what you need to go now that you got that blue pill. Because the natural stuff, it's not like a hurricane. See, what we're trying to do here is go beyond. We're going to get into all what that is. Reality is what you can get away with, Robert Anton Wilson. Get a book called Quantum Psychology by Robert Anton Wilson. A good book to try to study to redo the mind. Yeah, and The Rebels and Devils, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. But Quantum Psychology by Robert Anton Wilson. You know, a prolific writer. That's one of the, that's a real good one to try to understand. We're trying to redo the mind or undo ourselves. So in one way, reality is what you can get away with. And so I talked about the blue pill because what we're dealing with here is some people say, no, I want to go natural. You know, I don't want to deal with the pharmaceutical. See, we don't understand. Alchemy is the origins of pharmaceutical. See, pharmaceutical is not necessarily bad. It's just that the white boy say, own the pharmaceutical. Because he's trying to put everybody on lockdown, but the simple fact he's trying to doggone make money, and he don't want no natural stuff to combine. So he always does the dichotomy. He always does the extreme. You see what I'm saying? So two extremes is just as bad as the other. So the white boy is saying, or the so-called powers to be says only pharmaceutical because the pharmaceutical industry want to keep people dependent on pharmaceutical aspect and don't want to give you the medicinal and the herbal aspect of that because it's a money game. You see what I'm saying? So that's a form of pharmaceutical imperialism or fascism to keep you locked down on that and go against anything medicinal. So that's a political move. But it's not that pharmaceutical was all just bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like some brother said, well, what you think? The Twa people, the most ancient Twa people on the planet, are those particular people that the still entrusted nation would be the most spiritual? I said, no, because Dr. Andow went down that motherfucker, and they told that motherfucker, he got 48 hours to get out of there, and them goddamn Twa people going to eat his ass. They was going to eat Dr. Andow, the pygmies, going to have that motherfucker for supper. Everything must deteriorate because it is the purification. The thing rises up to the ashes. So we're not taking a circle. We're revolving back into the primal. We are evolving into the new paradigm And the new paradigm comes from deterioration, putrefaction, and degradation. So the most sublime aspect is the nigger. The greatest invention on the planet. That's why the white man knows it. And I say nigger because I don't want to say Negro, a black person of the ancient. I'm talking about a new person. God knows we know about this new person. We call black folks. You see what I'm saying? We shun that. We are ashamed of that, but that is the smooth ashla, the finished stone. In all its degradation and deterioration, that is the only thing that is capable of going to the next paradigm. Something that is totally redone from its original origin. And that is what the Christ is. A new God. And what is a new God with black people? In their most, you know, we invent new ways to fuck up every hour. Every fucking hour. Some new shit. You know somebody done talked some shit that you knew something that was ridiculous last month. Some motherfucker done come and did some bullshit this month. They done talked that shit. This when you were talking in a conversation. You be like, I can't believe this motherfucker just said this shit. I can't believe this person said this. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe this person said this. Because it is fundamentally ill that you get the new paradigm. In a world like this, you gotta be crazy. The only way you get out of this shit, it is in the mentally ill that you get the new paradigm. You see what I'm saying? Think about it. How crazy do I go to we're changing this shit around. We're going above all other shit. Oh, brother and sister, oh, this righteous man and all this shit here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's lovely, lovely, true and indeed, righteous. Oh, everything is good, everything is blessed. That ain't nothing from same old fundamentalism. I'm crazy, motherfucker, that all the shit comes to pass. It is in the mentally ill. And what is more mentally ill than a damn 20th century or 21st century nigger? That's where you get it. That's why the white man copying you. You gotta know, here's James Brown doing his hollering. Go back and analyze that shit. They take the tape and rewind. Motherfucker be hollering on the beat. That's why the sugar can't figure out the bus. I don't know why the motherfucker don't like me. You too goddamn early. You too certain. He like a crazy broad. He might talk shit. That's the one he'll tiptoe his back to at night. That crazy ass broad. I can't figure out this guy is crazy. Yo, motherfucker, change up on you every other day. Just change. Be like, man, I thought everything was going through, and now you coming with your goddamn drama. Now we can just chill. I can just sit back, get my motherfucking damn clicker, and click the damn channel on the TV. Then some drama shit happens. But you don't know that that's supposed to happen because it's the society training you to tell you that that's wrong, and that's the only flavor you got is some damn drama happening. Some motherfucker clowning on your ass. And the sugar ain't figured out either. Why can't the black man be what I want the black man to be? You see what I'm saying? And I couldn't figure out trust a man. They got a nigga named Greg Callum. Nigga go to jail. He was in college. And nigga, we was freshmen together. And he went to jail all 4 years. Every semester, he go to jail. So the college, it was. And I remember the day the school said, fuck that. You taking your ass back to damn Bronx. You know, some nigga, some crazy nigga from New York. Down south, man. We tired of all that shit. You taking your ass back to Bronx. You throwing your ass out. And I remember the day they was, he was waiting on the damn mom and them to come get him. He was all hugged up with one of the finest women in the school. She like that crazy nigga. And I remember Greg telling that nigga was deranged. What? He ain't never had no problem with no women. You like them no good niggas. But they be like, you know, I don't know what's going on with the black man. I got a friend named Carl Deal right now. Brother got hit and got killed in November on Memorial Drive. This brother was the archetype of what every black woman say they want. Kind, considerate, loving, give you his last damn dollar, you already start to fuck up. Give you his last dollar. He was everything in the social thing, but that nigga died alone. You know what I'm saying? He died alone. Because for some reason there's something inside of you saying we got to rebel. Now you gotta follow me on this thing because what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with this alcoholic ferment. It was something and made something else. Alright? This is was something originally fermented into this to make something else. Then a nigga went and pushed two of them together. Now we got some real juice. But anyway. Yes, libation. Okay. Alright. But anyway. Come find out this stuff here is made, the Moors taught them how to do this. Taught them how to make this particular alcohol. We thinking it's a white people stuff. Now, I taught them, somebody said, well, brother, don't alcohol burn brain cells? I do believe it is the fucking brain, this one that got you on lockdown. Is the matrix. You want to know what the matrix is? But they say this is an illusion. The only thing that makes this illusion possible is the human brain. And any kind of thing that got you to the next level was something that blocked out the rational senses of the mind. And that's how you can get a doorway and an opening. You see what I'm saying? And so, therefore, the pharmaceutical or whatever kind of doggone medicinal thing you did to trip on, that's what we use. That's why the hell you think they shut down Timothy Leary and them experiments on acid and LSD in the damn 60s, in the late 60s, early 70s. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, why do you think they did all that? Because they didn't want a certain amount of things to go to the other realm. So we don't need to hear no shit about you talking some crazy stuff now because we're living in a crazy fucking world. You know what I'm saying? We got Jim to tell his son to sell out on the movies. You know what I'm saying? We got doggone George Bush saying, no, we're going to take all your doggone Social Security money and put it in bombs. You see what I'm saying? To fight a war against some people that they put in place and paid the damn go over there. You know they paid the Taliban $150 million in January of 2001 or something like that? You see, so my point is, it's all crazy. Now, let's get our libation going right quick, and then we can go on. And we want to deal with this dreams and the underworld, a lot of other things we're going to deal with this thing. And we're going to do this thing in the course of 2 days, you know. And also, like I said, these are the Apollo spirits. These are the Apollo spirits. Apparently, when a lot of stuff becomes, a lot of stuff actually becomes out of print very soon when things start, when people start revealing things and all. These are the Apollo spirits and all. Some people can write these down, or you can write down the name of the information I'm getting it from, or whatever, if you can find it. But originally, this particular book, it came out of print and all, but we will give you the names and stuff. So we're going to call on those particular ones. All right. So we take this and we go four ways, you know. Did I spit on you? I believe I got you. I believe I got you. I believe I got you. But don't worry about it. You the one that made that story possible, so you worth a good spit. So, anyway, Zalabanda. Zalabanda, Zalabanda. El Pico Negro. My spirit has been tranquilous. Los Antifa Mamuete. San Simon. El Cristo Rey. Madre de la Luna. Madre de Agua. Los Antifa Fijerima. Francisco de Fijereo. Mama Solo. Mama Solo. Tecumbo. Mateo. Otisha. Teoma. We'll go a few more. You know, they know what it is. We know what it is. Oshun. Olakun. Yimina. Aya. Abzer. Arsafi. Oshosi. Arisha Oku. Segment. Sekaya. Sasset. Joket. Miriam. Miriam. Nixon. Brazili. Papagani. Down by the window, Ada Rado, Bridget, Marisha. Hey, well, all of you. Amara, Pizza, Alpha Hill, Samantha, Alicia, Delipa, Erica, Zagron, Anna, Diana, Yuru, in the time of the stages. That's it. Adia, Akita, Alaskan, Apex, Tanesi, Rolanaki, Shiva, Riga, Dan Eden, Dan Lithia, Pali, Paliwa, Pavelli, Isha, Ella, Ezra, Danda, Alela, Lilith, Lilitu, Heheru, Netpurch, Neom, Osa, Aset, New Isis, Hey and you, Kim Isis, Kim and you, Kim and you, Balloon, Baton, Lemuret, Lilithu, Mets, Megatron, Metronet, Medi Malapan, Tequila, Old Chicago, Old Chicago, Raw Tooth, Bella, Gold, the Hooli, Hermes, Immerist, Dan Sandwich, Fortis, Sahu, Dagon, Dagon, Lego, the Leviathan, Leviathan, Hallowatch, the Manga, Amish, Ball, Bashim, Washington, Amos, 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 Kapulu, Shemira, Hesha, Yosanta, Mimi Hosha, Kupulis, Kupusha, Heroes, the Mama Daddy, let's see, let me get a couple. Persephone, Demeter, Medusa, Minerva, Diana, well, Ashe, all God, known and unknown, Ashe. Okay, they get the picture. All right, so let's go on. Now, dealing with some things here, I want to deal with a couple things here. Now, dealing with this, I said it on the last one, so we might as well go ahead and do what we got to do. But if you ever wanted to, you know, a fine way to do it and all, just get in touch with me or the brother R.D. and all, and, you know, and get that for the people that know us in the circle. Now, but basically, basically, because this thing is going all over the country and stuff, so damn, you know, there's two entities that come with this, which is now, and what I'm trying to say is this. This is only acting as a vessel or a gas or a flow of energy to allow two entities to come in the body and heal. So the alcohol is only an opening or a doorway to heal a doorway of healing for the God or for the entity. So it is not the entity per se. Someone of them say, this thing burn brain cells. This has nothing to do with the physical aspect of what this does. This is medicinal in the aspect that it is dealing with the spirit world. So this overrides the physical things that some people are reluctant to try this alcohol based on what they think physically is going to happen. There's two entities, Teacher and Sheola. Two entities, Teacher and Sheola, not like Isis and Neptune, but these two entities. So whenever you drink this stuff for healing, all you got to do is call on these two doggone entities, and they will heal whatever it is. Teacher, and Sheola. You see, this is from, it comes from the Congo rites, but these are some additional entities that what they call, they got some entities they call the outer God. That means that whatever this dimension is or whatever this universe, there's gateways and there's these entities that dwell outside of the universe that was included in this form of creation. So in March of 2001, these particular entities, there are four of them, Teacher, Sheola, Otisha, Shumala, and Omagumu, was these four or five entities that came, Teacher, Sheola, Otisha, Shumala, and Omagumu. These are four entities that came from the outside. I think in March, in the end of March, two other ones came, a warrior called Kekumbo and a warrior called Lokeo, a sister called Lokeo. So that makes six of these particular entities that are additional entities from the 11 Apollo spirit, which has come from the Congo, Africa. So these particular ones are ones that was locked out from the outside, of the known universe. And they call them the outer gods. That's all in the Necronomicon mythology. And all. And so these particular four entities came in. And these two, Sheola and Teacher, are two entities, these two feminine entities, that are the healing aspects of these particular, the nurturing aspects the nurturing aspects of this particular formula that was given to me by Teacher and Sheola. We call it the elixir. You see, are them two sisters. That's a new name for it. Okay. What's that? Now, we're talking about using it for the aperture and using it for pleasure and lose your particular way about. No, not you, but I'm just trying to show you what was just occurred here. Well, hold this for a second. Now, okay, let me explain something about what we're dealing with here. Okay, now let me explain what we're dealing with here. And this, what you're doing is, see, this is very interesting because, see, that's why we say we want question and answer, because your question is actually an answer. That's how you get the spirit realm rolling, is when we don't pose these particular questions. When we don't pose these particular questions. Now, but I don't understand it. What we're dealing with here is the straight spirit world and the underworld. The spirit world and the underworld. Now, there's a difference between the spirit world and the holistic world. The holistic world is a whole other realm that's just dealing with keeping your body afloat. That's what it is. It has nothing to do with the spirit world whatsoever. I don't give a fuck what the motherfucker saying. I know metaphysics. Because the spirit world comes out of putrefaction. The thing rises up from the ashes. Even the light that burns the brightest burns the least. Now, one has nothing to do with the other. Now, we're not talking. Now, so try to understand this. When I gave you the two entities, I just said that it overrides the physical aspect of what alcohol would do to a people who abuse alcohol in the system or the history of people abusing alcohol. So what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with something that's overriding that, because what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with a spiritual realm. Isn't it funny that it takes the same shit to throw on them gods, because these gods, you know, most of these systems require alcohol. Ain't that some shit? They require alcohol. Is it not written in your law that ye are God? You understand what I'm saying? So it just depends on what level you own based on whether you're human or whether you're immortal. Now, the key here is this here. This whole concept here is not to further humanity or sustain humanity. This is a whole other realm that we're dealing with. And it's interesting you said that, because that's the most beautiful thing, because I might have forgot. Talking about here in this new paradigm of 2001 is humanity is the enemy. Listen what I'm saying. Humanity is the enemy. So let's try to understand that. But you have to go back to the original gnosis or the original primal to try to understand what's going on. If we were entities or gods at one time and we were thrust into a lowly, menial, animal position called humanity, then the goal is not to sustain humanity. Then they're doing that, got the t-shirt, whatever. It is to go beyond humanity. So in an existence of, like I always say, caterpillar goes into the cocoon and comes out of butterfly. The cocoon stage that we are in, as Alvin Lloyd King says in Lost Light and Lost Light in the other book, what's the name of that book? The book of Alvin Lloyd King's book on the Christ thing. Name of that book, Who's this King of Glory? That humanity is only an infant stage that has to go to the adult level. Now, going to the adult level is not sustaining the infant stage of the cocoon. We're talking about a metamorphosizing or basically going beyond or redoing something or casting off the skin of the snake. So what we're talking about here is not a holistic approach. There's two different systems. We're not talking about a holistic approach. Everybody's into the diet and all that kind of thing here and all. That's one approach, and that is good for medicinal or whatever if you're trying to sustain yourself as far as you don't want a gut ache. But what we're talking about here is a whole other system that has nothing to do with becoming the best human you can be, being all you can never be in a fucked up place like Earth. You see? So we're talking about acting. So when the God say, I want some of this, I'm saying, what if I want some of that? We're dealing on a whole other plane. So we're not talking about, because we got about 12,000 people with diet right now. That's become the new religion. And that is fine. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, common sense tell you, we were talking about this the other day, common sense tell you, when she says, which is interesting, I can't, I didn't know damn anybody I know except me got the tonsils cut out when it was young. But we know that it is the tonsils that is the first warning to tell you you're sick. That's the monitor. So we know that the white boy cutting out the tonsils, and so one thing, one reason why it's cutting out, because you live in a carnivorous society. You see what I'm saying? So damn, I'm cutting out the beef, we don't cut out the goddamn tonsils. So we understand the importance. We understand the importance of health. Don't get me wrong. But what we're talking about here is something beyond humanity. Fuck humanity. Humanity is fucked up. That's why I say it's bordering on the mentally insane. I'm just going to figure this shit out. It is the mentally insane. There's only thing interesting these damn days. So we're talking about a new jump. So therefore, We're not talking about this particular stuff as far as, this is not the healing process as you would know as medicinal. I'm telling you that the spirits, in order for them to heal you, they need a doorway open. So it's a difference. Give you an example. The whole movie last night is Denzel's son fell out on the field and he needed a new damn heart. He got to go beg these white people and damn near turn out the whole city to get them to save him, when in actuality, all he needed was some of this shit here and a motherfucker knowing what the hell they could do, and that goddamn heart would have been healed in a day. You feel what I'm saying? Now, let me give you an example. The book, Rudolf Steiner's book, Man, no, it's called, name of that book, I think I got it someplace. It's called, Rudolf Steiner was a Rosicrucian and a esoteric scholar that was Adolf Hitler and them teacher before Adolf Hitler and the Thule Society came to rule. And later on, Adolf Hitler and them burned down his headquarters and he died from a broken heart because all his papers was burned up. And then they had to go back and take books and make lectures out of his particular books. In his book, Universe, Earth, and Man, he explains that yes, we did have surgery in the ancient world, but that was the last resort. You see what I'm saying? Now, what do you think people found? Those same temples, the Temple of Death, the Temple of Kumoto, the Temple of Death, 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 all over, the Temple of Ice and Ethiopia, not only were those places of Russia, they were damn hospitals. Now, what did they do? How did hospitals? Yes, they can operate on you. That was the last thing. Surgery was the last resort. But what they definitely would do, because they were masters of what they do, they'd take the body and bring it in the temple and do some shit and invoke the gods, and the gods come on to operate on the body. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we're talking about with this shit right here. We're not talking about the physical liquor. That's exactly what I said. We're not talking about the physical liquor, but the physical liquor is a doorway. It's an opening. So this is higher than any of this shit that you can get from foo-foo or whatever motherfuckers in the state in the mother. This is higher than that. We ain't talking no Dr. Savior here. A whole motherfucker telling you to get some grain and all this shit. We talking some shit higher than that. I ain't hitting and missing, hoping some bullshit works. I'm telling you some shit that works. But we had that, see, that's the thing. We had that type of higher science. The other stuff is the byproduct. And the low end of shit that we're thinking is the high end of shit that we call it holistic. Basically, this stuff is a higher realm. If you get down to that realm, it's hit or miss. Because if your body's too fucked up, you can eat all that shit you want to. It's already going to go. You see, but if you're dealing with the higher realm of this particular stuff, these are laws and these are only sciences that we have lost. Why did the Lord give them this shit? You understand what I'm saying? That's why did the boys give them? So on one hand, you have to override that particular aspect of what we think is even the highest form of health. You see what I'm saying? That's that much of science that has been lost in the ancient world. Take for instance, there's foods and spices that the Africans used to cook with because they talk about it in ancient history. When Constantine travel around the country or travel around the world with an African cook, there's foods and spices that the Africans prepared food with that has lost their history. You see, and whatever exotic meals we think around the world can't even compare to the shit that them Africans used to deal with. So there's so millions of years spice up these things. Some tribal people walking around in some goddamn sandals and some Abraham idiotic stuff. There's millions of things that has even lost in history. So even when we say, I know, we are only doggone getting a fragment of it. That's why I tell nobody to never belong to any one system. System including Egyptian. It's only fragments. We are only dealing with fragments in the latter years. That's why you got to put all this shit together, including Egyptian, come out your head. You see what I'm saying? Because what's coming out of your head is the ancient stuff that is never lost. So when it came down to mix the brown liquor And the white liquor and the brown whiskey together, I said, my goddamn mouth is about to kill me. And that is ridiculous. You see, I was even insane at that particular time. All this knowledge and shit, my mouth was killing me so bad, I said, that is ridiculous. And I took 2 shots and never felt this shit no more. But 2 years before, I had to go 3 days, walking the damn hall. Can't even lay down. And it took 2 shots. You see what I'm saying? Then, yes, I was feeling nice also. Because that's the part of the other realm. So pleasure is good. That's it. From the beginning, they came to tell you, I'm a fool of myself. I must have denied myself the indulging of anything pleasurable. All that is, Diamond, this motherfucker, you better have some kind of advice. Huh? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is this here. Well, if you don't have the desire to do that, no, that's whatever you're dealing with. That's fine. But what I'm trying to say, if there was a desire, would that be wrong? You understand what I'm saying? Would that be wrong? That's what I'm trying to say. Not whether you, that's a thousand people up in here. Some motherfucker like to get a needle stuck up their ass. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might get a shake of whatever. I ain't talking about what your personal likes and dislikes is. I'm saying the indulging in that, in the historical concept of, and mainly the last 2,000 years, is to tell you that it's wrong, is some bullshit. And that is some people that is trying to keep the ecstasy realm out for you to go to the next level. You see what I'm saying? For you to go to the next level. And this thing don't just come in Christianity. It didn't even come in half the yogi shit. That's some big, them some of the biggest get over motherfuckers on the planet. Is the yogi shit. Yeah, the same bastard ass yogi motherfucker. I'm a little bit older, I know. The current motherfuckers. But yet, this Yogananda bastard, he ain't saw a black motherfucker when he came over here. That nigga was a con man. I don't blame him. Hitting them poor white folks to think that they can meditate themselves to a high level. We still catching hell from that damn beast, and we ain't had one conflict to Christ with that cracker. You see what I'm saying? But yet, everything is spiritual criteria based on some cracker telling us what we got to do. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say here is, there's all types of things, all types of systems, and to be honest with you, those systems on the planet, they might have served a purpose for that particular time of humanity we knew we had down here, but all that shit is defunct now. Most rituals and most systems are African. So the point about it is this here. When stuff comes from another realm like that, that's what we have now. It's a new paradigm. And so we look for the most sublime and the most ridiculous. Get how this thing goes here? We're trying to deal with another aspect. And there's lots of stuff that we can't back up based on scholarship. One thing about it is this type thing, you know, if anybody know my stuff for the last 10 years, I've been lugging the bond these books around the United States to damn legitimize this stuff because I don't want nobody to say, well, Bobby said that shit, and you go, we don't know where that nigga getting shit from. So I put more scholarship in my stuff than anybody else that claims to be on this metaphysical realm, and we sit there and he just go, because I say it's so. You know what I'm saying? So we're not dealing with that when it comes to me. And most people have benefited from my, I took the time to give you something that you can have after Bobby Hennett is gone, cooking on his goddamn one-ass eye. So this particular time, we're not talking about medicinal health. You just hit the asshole in the healthy food. But ain't nobody going to the high level. You understand what I'm saying? Health ain't got nothing to do with health. You just keep up the physical body. You know what I'm saying? That's like taking this ball. Me just put the team on the damn wall. And it has nothing to do with whether I'm going to go to the back of the ball is painted. One is just to sustain a structure. So we're talking about something on the spiritual level. So when I say putting this in it, don't the gods use this shit? Am I lying? Don't the gods use it? So when you say the gods, but yet it ain't good enough for me. Well, you know, you got a physical body. No. The object is to get this motherfucker off of us. This is bullshit. This is the imprisonment. You should despise this. You know what I'm saying? And that's the object. So we're dealing with another structure. This is not your basic lecture to deal with the improvement of your life. This is to deal with the destruction of your life. This is, oh, that's a nice deal. This is not good. It is evil. That's what it's supposed to be. I know to this day this thing is crazy. What I am dealing with here is I'm dealing with the black keys on the piano. I'm dealing with the spaces between the beats. I'm dealing with the dark between the light. So, Otiche Sheola, so I get out the what you call it and all, because the spirit called for that. So that's why what the deal is. Yeah, go ahead. In the context of a spirit manifesting in a body for life. Got to understand here. Got to understand where you are and what you are at this particular time. Now, what is the ancient art of ancient Kemet? I always ask this question here. God damn it, you're dealing with a motherfucking scholar here. That's why I travel around the goddamn country. That's why I've been for goddamn 10 fucking years. And I know my motherfucking shit when it comes to these goddamn books. All of this, you're dealing with a master. You're dealing with a goddamn master. Put a damn stone at. I ain't talking about what you normally believe. I'm telling you, let's deal with the motherfucking shit on the scholarship. Tell me, what is the ancient art of ancient Kemet? Go ahead, brother. And transformation. You got that scallop? That scallop hangs around what? Shit. It is from the shit that you're trying to have. It's from the goddamn shit. That's my shit. But I said it. I don't care what a motherfucker says. It's not going to do this. Man, what are you doing out of ancient Kemet? And all that shit with they were talking about alchemy. The highest on the goddamn planet. That's what the shit is. Putrefaction. Transformation through putrefaction. That's what the Greek is. Jesus said, I'm not going to go back. In the 1940s, got some work right that is started by Gerald Massey. But the Egyptians say, the descendants of even Manasseh, that he, there was a bunch of gods that died a couple of thousand years ago. And when those gods died, these are what appeared after the gods died. So what happened, in so many words, those gods died and they started dreaming. And we were what appeared in the dreams. That's what I'm saying. You should have got a dream in the underworld. You ain't real. You are a projection of yourself. You're not even local. It is the physical body that is in your and not where you feel. That's what the Egyptians said. So the whole concept was purification for illumination through purification. Not on sacred temple and sacred body. We had a sacred
form of destruction, or something will come in a natural form of purification. But nature is not designed to destroy itself. It's only designed to purify itself. So you will have a hurricane or a volcano eruption, but it's only going to come to a certain head, and then it's going to go dormant. That's the way of nature. The alchemists understood to get beyond just the natural process to turn things into a new reality, you had to crack the cosmic egg, and to go beyond that, you had to manipulate the forces of nature with magic and medicinal or chemical aspect. You see what I'm saying? So yes, all that shit is good. You see, we didn't say that the damn pharmaceutical was not African because of alchemical. You see, it was here with alchemical. We're saying that the white boy is telling you only deal with pharmaceuticals and don't deal with the natural shit. And you can't have that in a Mayati imbalance. You understand what I'm saying? But what we're dealing with here now is not the improvement of your life. We are dealing with overrunning this shit. When I get through tonight, I'm going to show you how this shit going to go down, because it's going to come from something that you don't even believe. But don't worry about it. There are some things, no matter how much you can rationalize, there are some times when you get up and you go, God damn, I'm warning. And there ain't no rationalization, no mathematical formula or whatever that I rationalize this motherfucking horniness. It is, because it is the force of eros, and it has nothing to do with what you logically pursue. It just is the primal force. So we're going to deal with some stuff on that particular level, even with the actual dream. What's that question? You had a question about the world? Go ahead. Exactly. Right. The door is hurt. That was actually doing. The bad guy moves, the bad guys only doing. Why is it? Because the bad people come here and see us suffering and aside with the white man to save the earth so he can rule over us. It was actually good. And the, always the movie motif is to drop the knowledge, but always take it back to what it is. Except that damn movie, Pitch Black, when the two brothers got away. But the two brothers got away because they were the same as the shit on the planet that was killing the crabs. Pitch Black. This is the only movie where the two brothers in a science fiction movie where everybody got away. Pitch Black. Pitch Black. Pitch Black. The only one movie. Pitch Black. Pitch Black. 1999. Pitch Black. 2000. One of them. Pitch Black. Universal. Yes, sir. She was administrating, but also, too, it was through the darkness that allowed them to manifest. So we're talking about nothing can be accomplished in the waking world. The waking world is for this reality of illusion. The dream world is for the only reality of reality, the only aspect of reality. But there's one way you can dream, and I found out that is by the pharmaceutical. Other than the medicinal on this one. Oh, yes. Because we're still talking alchemy. So you can't get away from it. I don't give a damn about the white boy. It ain't all this white. It ain't all this white boy. That's the thing now, people. There's one way, it's a straight shot. Now, the Upanishad says, the Upanishad, the principle of Upanishad says that when a person goes into deep sleep, he goes to his higher self. So you only go to your higher self in deep sleep. In deep sleep, that's the only time you live, is in deep sleep. The waking world is the green world, and that's what you call the green world, is the real world. So nothing you do on this shit, everything that you do in this world is futile. It's senseless, and it is not even reality, and it never existed. You see what I'm saying? It never existed. So the whole... So just 99.9 of every conscious movement and even the metaphysical is bordering on the fucking waking world. What we're talking about here is something totally, that's why I gave you the concept of death. I did all of 1999, I dealt with death. 2000, I'm dealing with sleep. So we're dealing with something outside of the normal function. You got to understand who gives you what and what lectures you go to. This is what I deal with. You see what I'm saying? That's no sense, because you ain't used to it. So if it's logical, rational, it ain't the damn place to be. It is that other thing. And whenever things become logical and rational, it ceases to be knowledge. It's only regurgitation. I'm giving you some shit you agree to. That's not knowledge. It was knowledge prior to you knowing it. But that's not knowledge. That's why I don't even agree with myself 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Because you constantly supposed to be growing. So therefore, they don't bother him at theology. You see what I'm saying? Keep going. That's the problem with most of the people. They get a certain theology. And they don't want to go beyond that theology because that's what made them famous.
I ain't trying to be famous. We're trying to get the fuck up out of here. And we wake up. If we still ain't out of here, we got work to do. Well, it's not about the theology. It's never good enough if it didn't produce the result of any of this motherfucking shit. You see, so there's no problem here in theology for the simple fact this is a work in progress. A process. That's the journey. The journey keeps going until you get to the part of it. So there's no theology. You understand what I'm saying? So what I was dealing with 7 years ago, it had the elements in it, but we constantly keep going. What's that called? Astral travel is one part. This is the part. So let me get into this. That's very interesting. That's how the questions come up. Lucid dreaming is more a part of it. But let me explain something about the astral travel. Because I want to get this thing straight, because this has been a problematic situation when it comes to most people and the yoga and meditation and all of this, and all this ascended masses bullshit. Okay. We live in a universe. The particular universe we live in, we live in a physical part of the universe, and then we live in different dimensions of that universe. We just happen to live in the physical part of the universe. So even if you travel out in a physical universe, you will still get physical planets and physical things. That's because you're still in the physical universe. Each plane has a universe unto itself. This dimension, the third dimension, is the physical universe. Well, all of it is low. That's the problem. See, the yogis is con men. All of it is fucking low. It's just that, also, just let me explain what dimensions is so you try to understand. There's universe A and universe B. The universe are what we call the known universe, the one that we are in now, with all of its dimensions. Well, some people say 13 dimensions or whatever. Those dimensions, although we say that this is an illusion, those other dimensions that you go to that is non-physical are also illusionary dimensions. So the yogi transcends and goes to the illusionary dimensions. And we be thinking that's an ascended master. Only thing he has done is he's gone to a dimension outside of the physical, but nevertheless, although it's not physical, he's still in an illusionary phenomenon. All 13 dimensions is a form of illusionary phenomenon because this particular universe is an illusionary with all its dimensions. So astral traveling, although you do astral traveling, it is an experience unto itself. It is still complies into this particular holographic universe. Although you might be outside of the physical third dimension, the other dimensions are astral planes or illusionary phenomenon too. And so therefore, what we're talking about here is a jump to universe B, which is the real universe. So even outside of the physical body, anything that's comprised in this particular universe and the yogi masters of sin, they're still in illusion. There's just physical aspects of that. What we're talking about is the unknown universe, universe B. And that's the universe that's the particular universe that the yogi, all these ascended masters don't even have access to, because that particular universe has only been formed at this particular point right now. It is the New Jerusalem. So it is the ending of all other illusionary phenomena and other planes. So that's the deal about you go. And so meditation only gets you the different aspects of the astral plane. But the only real true freedom to universe B is outside of the physical body completely. But if you die in the particular universe prior to your soul creating a doorway to universe B, then you just bounce around in reincarnation, still entrapped in this bullshit universe. So what we're talking about now is the overhauling of the complete system altogether. So this is why there's confusion going on with all these so-called masters telling you into primal bliss. All that is some unrelenting bullshit of another illusion. Think about here is total destruction, chaos, the chaos sphere, chaos magic, the chaos doorway. That is the ending of all other illusionary phenomena. And ultimately, that is the harsh principle. That's why the harsh, you don't see harsh, we're doing one thing. I talk about this in several things. All this righteousness is beautiful. You don't see the harsh doing, hey, Rude, doing one thing, kicking ass. That's all he does. You ain't never seen hey, Rude sitting around some 12 other motherfuckers around some damn table, eating some bread. He's doing what thing? Kicking ass. Now, it's a problem. Deal with that harvest figure in the stem that is lost in timid. That's why you always lose out when you stick to one system. So if we stick to only India, we're losing out. If we stick to only Egypt, we're losing out. If we stick to only West Africa, we're losing out. All systems are fragmented. You have to put it all together to get a complete system because we are thousands of years removed from the original story. So you in timid, the Christ, it's combat. We're going to deal with the Jesus shit. That's degradation. That's religion. We'll just deal with the four aspects of Christ in Kemet, the Horus myth and the Osiris myth. We'll deal with the Typhonian, which most motherfuckers don't deal with. The Typhonian myth, most folks even don't deal with it because the Typhonian myth travels out of Kemet and that becomes the Dionysian myth and the Shiva mythology in India. So now, the Christ in India, he don't do but one thing. What does he do in India? What does Christ do in India? Shiva. Not Buddha. Huh? Why did home? Late. That's late. See, let me break this down so you'll understand. You gotta understand the cycle of the pathology of the scriptures you're reading. Bhagavad Gita is late. By the time you get to the Bhagavad Gita, you got a whole lot of human elements. If you get to you go to the Rig Veda, which is the oldest one, 98% of what you're reading is the life and adventures of the gods. And you hardly ever get any human element at all. Okay, by the time you get to the Bhagavad Gita, it's human and moralistic. That's a later day thing. So all because we say Bhagavad Gita and the whole Buddhist system and all that, the Bhagavad Gita of the Buddhist thing, now don't get me wrong, you can always find, now there is arcane elements in the Bhagavad Gita. We don't throw out nothing. You understand what I'm saying? But you got to understand the time cycle. Well, by the time you get to Buddha, that's the fundamentalistic aspect, just like Christianity, of an older system, which is your Upanishads, going on back into you, Ramayana, Ashtaveda, Rig Veda. You understand what I'm saying? And when you're dealing with those, so it's just like mythology. Most mythology deals with the gods, and then it later on turns into the heroes and on into man. So you got to understand the time cycles. You understand what I'm saying? When you start dealing with modeling, that's why that time you get so beautiful, somebody don't step on the damn bugs because that's karma. That's religion. That is his form of religion. That's his form of Christianity, just like sin. That is because there's a system, a complex system of the Vedic system that they have lost the mysteries. And now karma comes in. You can't do this and don't bump into this because you're going to hell or all this karma on you. That is a degradated system. You get what I'm coming from? So you got to understand the same system happens in all systems. By the time you get to moralism, don't do this, don't do that. That's because they have lost the original meaning of the motifs that meant something totally different. So karma in the ancient system was an alchemical process of taking something from the original thing and what it will eventually turn into in its end state. By the time it gets to the Bhagavad Gita, oh, you got karma on you. Everything you do is karma. Don't lose this way, you're going to have karma. Don't lose all your house. Don't step on that door, you're going to have karma. That's just the thing. People born in sin, huh? Because
Those people, after thousands of years, they lose the original meaning of what the original motif was. And what happens is they have to relegate it down to the unknown, and therefore it's evil. So then all this karma shit. This might go back down. I'm finished before I get going. That's my thing. Well, what's the next point? I thought you just stand still for the rest of my life and let you care. I can't do nothing. That's why Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, pray. Don't do a thing. And you will be all right. Because anything you do, that's like that. You understand? Now, see, that's the motherfucker that I lost his mind. And that's what happened with these people. They lost the original meaning of this stuff. You get where I'm coming from here? They lose the original meaning of this particular information. So that's what's going on. So even the Buddhist thing, because what it is, why are these things, we get trapped in these particular things, because the Buddhist, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and those things, they are all come to us in institutions, in sectarian type religion, and it's too easy for us to go sit down and have somebody coach us into what we want to believe other than us having a dissecting in mind and going into this stuff and studying it for yourself. And going, I ain't going to believe in that shit until I get a constant pattern to see when this thing lines up so ancient till you get the same story over and over again, then you know you're dealing with the truth. So there's a scientific approach, and too often we just want to just go and have somebody tell us, you know, get 10 Hail Marys and call me in the morning. You see what I'm saying? I take three aspirin and call me in the morning. A 1 out of 10 doctors say, this motherfucker good. You see where I'm coming from? That's because so too often we still get in the system and we still look for people telling you, believe in what I say, don't be the scientist. You see what I'm saying? Don't be the scientist. And that's what I've been telling people for 10 years. Be the scientist. You get the science on what I'm talking about here? So that's the reason why, even in the new bullshit, we Kemet and all this kind of shit here, but the only thing we have done mostly with Kemet is we just Egyptianized Christian concepts of what we call piety, righteousness. And what we're talking about here is now becoming evil. Evil is good. Because anything blasphemous to the present system is considered evil. What is evil? Anything that is not logged into the Christian canon. You see what I'm saying? You say, don't bump into nothing. And you are damned because you are here. But in so many words, we are damned because we're here, because you're in a physical body, you're already cast down. So now, how much time we got? 2 minutes? 2 minutes, okay. So. Now, what we need to cover is this particular underworld and the dream world, and work our way up to the aspect of what is the only and future gateway of getting out of here. That's the key now. We're trying to reduce this thing down to bypassing all the systems that don't work and what make us feel good. So yes, there's thousands of systems and we can study a quilt with different patches on the bed. And yes, there could be different patches, different designs in the patches, the stitching in the patches, the geometrical shapes of the patches. But when it comes to the bed, it's still only a quilt on the bed, and you got to pull back the quilt to get to the bed. So we are permeating you to the only avenue on what it takes to get out of here, and it is bordering into the ridiculous and the world of insanity. You know, you was interesting when you was a child, the world of insanity was reality, and when you became an adult, the world of the child became insane. You see what I'm saying? So we're talking about the world of insanity to turn this shit all around, because we have to rebel now against piety.
which is, you know, for the people, righteousness. You see what I'm saying? And we're not telling you to go out here and to be against the people. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about something you can go back home and tell your parents. If it's some shit that your parents agree to, you should be suspect on it. Especially your cousins and your uncle and all them idiots. This has nothing to do with your loved ones. You understand what I'm saying? Good old colored folks. That's not what this is about. If it's something that is a plateau or a movement that we can all come to a consensus on, we don't want nothing to do with it. We don't want nothing that we can agree upon with the masses of the goddamn people. We're only talking about the exclusive people that are here today and tomorrow to deal with this particular size. And in this particular case, we're talking about the insane world when it comes to this matrix and the sane world outside of this matrix. It's only insane. It's only mentally ill because it is too old to sustain this bullshit we live in now. And it is, and nothing can support something that ancient anymore. So that ancient has to rebel against it, and there's got to be flaws in it because it is in the putrefaction that we get illumination. We're talking alchemy here now. The main, the highest art form in ancient chemistry, the black arts of Osiris. Get that in Thrice-Great Hermes book, G.I.F. Mees, 1907, Thrice-Great Hermes, a section called The Black Lights of Osiris. Thrice-Great Hermes, G.I.F. Mees. This is the Hermetic. The Kabbalion is a comprisement of the Divine Commanders, which is a first section of the Hermeticus Corpus. The Divine Commanders is what the Kabbalion is taken from. Those are basic fundamental laws. Those are fundamental laws of the first section of the Corpus Hermeticus, which is 32,000 papyrus rolls of Tehuti. But in some fragments, in the fragments that came down to us, you get a whole section, a whole book, three volumes, Thrice-Great Hermes, G.I.S. Mees, 1907. Third volume, The Black Rites of Osiris, which is talking about ain't no mystery, it's alchemy, and the study of melanin. And melanin is the demons. That's what we got to get into. That's why you can't be righteous, because we're talking about the demons, the Damians. And we're talking about the Damian. What's that, bro?
Tehuti.
So that's the Greek word for Tehuti. It's Hermes, which is stole Tehuti, which is so what it is basically the Thrice-Great Hermes and stuff in Latin, because it was the Romans who wrestled this particular stuff out of the Library of Alexandria. So, but although it's in Latin, it is some of the fragments that is left over from the mystery school. And so, and it comes to us most of it comes to us through Latin before they burned down the damn Library of Alexandria twice. So these particular fragments is left behind. But then again, on the other hand, these particular fragments, the whole Corpus Hermeticus is the whole ancient, half this stuff that we have, even Gnosticism, even Kabbalah, all that stuff comes out of the Hermetic mystery. Music, liquor. I ain't drinking this. Liquor, music, dance, anything that you can think of on the artistic, the plays, drama, all of that stuff is part of the whole Hermetic mystery, including the pharmaceutical. We just call it chemistry. You see what I'm saying? But chemistry is a byproduct of alchemy, So, what it is this here. So we got all these new chemicologists and they're studying the gods on the walls, but the gods on the walls are nothing but formulas. And those formulas are comprised in alchemy. And alchemy is the working of the body and the study of melanin. And melanin is a putrefied substance. It is a cosmic substance that is dead, that died before the universe was destroyed. So when the universe is destroyed, there were some building blocks that went into making this particular universe we live in. The stuff that was left behind is in your body, and that's what melanin is. The cosmic filth. And you say filth. What we're talking about here is, when you hear these scriptures talk about, they talk about cosmic filth. They're not talking about nasty in what is filth in this particular earthly realm. Filth they're talking about is something that is alien to the creation or the created world. So it is that which is outside of the created world. And that's a virus or an alien strain. That's what melanin is. The Satan. The word melanin and Satan is one and the same. You are Satan. We'll get back into that particular stuff. So we're talking about that particular strain, and that's what the system of alchemy is talking about. And it doesn't necessarily have to line up with the laws or the basic fundamental laws of the creation world. This is above that. So therefore, this applies. You see what I'm saying? So in chaos magic, they say nothing is true, all is permitted. Why do they say that? Nothing is true, all is permitted. Because if you're going on truth, you're just talking about a film slip and one little frame of what was true at one particular portion of time, but we're talking millions of years. So we take it all. That's what the white boy is going for. That's why he's leaps and bounds up ahead of us. He ain't going by culture like us. We worrying about Yoruba, Budon, Egypt, Kemet, Hebrews and shit. He's saying, I don't belong to none of that shit, so I can use it all. And that's how it is. But he's dealing with the fragment, and that's what we got to get into. Not being in one particular sectarian nothing. Not even Kemet.
All right. All right, all right. Peace, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Huru the Oracle Presents. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Bobby Hemmett. That was Bobby Hemmett, guys. I know you guys are familiar with Bobby Hemmett. I'm sorry. Hold on. I was in the middle of something. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that, guys. You know, oh, my God. No, I do not have COVID. Bobby, I've been actually doing a series on my Spiritual Soul Sunday, guys, with Bobby Hemmett. Bobby Hemmett, he pretty the theology of hate. Next Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, we're going to be wrapping up the series, part five of the series. And, guys, pretty much what Bobby Hemmett was talking about was the theology of hate, you know what I'm saying? And he pretty much goes into this as well on this particular, you know, what we think is bad, maybe, you know, I had a thought about a few weeks ago, guys, and the thought was, that wasn't a few weeks ago, that was just the other day. Like, you know how we often think that people are against us, that shit is against us? But just what if everything is for us? Nothing. Like, you know, no cliche, guys. Nothing is truly against us. Everything is always for us, and it is up to us to always find the diamonds in our rough. You know what I mean? And that's a self thing. That's an inner thing that we do. All right? All right, guys. I was just hopping on, just popping in and out, you know, when I feel it. When I feel it, I like actually doing these broadcasts, guys, because while I do these broadcasts, I paint. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm painting in the background while they're talking, and I'm just bringing things to life. And, you know, creative juice is flowing, guys. If you want to check out my paintings, you can go to www.enhancingawarenessradio.net /shopping, or you can click the link in the show notes. It'll take you to our website and utilize the shopping tab on our website. You should see what's available there now. And, yeah. All right, guys. Peace, love, and light. And even for my darkness, as Auntie LJ said. But yeah, guys, just you know, explore your evil. Explore what I mean? Because it, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing to where we feel in a morality aspect, but truly on a spiritual, divine understanding on what these perceived bad things, how they are truly serving on a spiritual level. All right? If you need to contact any of us for the session on a session on our platform, or if you just want to talk, I do free consultations as well. You can email me. Everything is on our website, guys. So contact us. Everything that you need to know is on our one-stop shop website. All right, guys. Enjoy your day. Until next time.
I'm just a normal boy that sank when I fell overboard. My ship would leave the country, but I'd rather swim ashore. Without a life vest, I'd be stuck again. Wish I was much more masculine. Maybe then I could learn to swim like 18 miles away. Now floating up and down, I spin colliding into sound. Like whale beneath me diving down, I'm sinking to the bottom of my everything that freaks me out. The lighthouse beam has just run out. I'm cold as cold can be. Be. I wanna swim away but don't know how. Sometimes it feels just like I'm falling in the ocean. Let the waves up take me down. Just your face.